Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Wednesday, November 10th. Whether you're an avid bookworm or just like to pick up the occasional novel or biography, you may be worried about reports of the great book shortage of 2021. And yes, this is another supply chain story. Overseas manufacturing delays and backed-up port locations are wreaking havoc on many industries. The ways that we make things and move them around the world is affecting virtually every area of our lives right now, including, some reports say, what we'll be able to read. The pandemic was good to the printed book sector, which had their biggest year in more than a decade last year. The book industry saw roughly 10% growth in 2020, and strong sales continued into this year, according to the Association of American Publishers. And while just about everything digital thrived during the pandemic, consumers still love to feel a book in their hand. Printed books made up roughly 70% of sales during that surge, according to a report by the World Economic Forum. So, now that people are cracking open books again, the Book Manufacturers Institute is telling customers to order early if they want a particular book or are eyeing one as a gift for the holidays. Everything from paper and ink to the cost of labor and the transportation of finished books has been affected by the pandemic, according to Matt Baer, executive director of the Institute. He told Vox that it's, quote, a perfect storm of factors to create a book shortage. And that has independent retailers like Brooklyn's Books Are Magic spending more to stock up. The store's co-owner, Michael Fusco Straub, says he may have bought 25 copies of a highly anticipated title in the past. This year, he's bought more than 100 of some titles, like Colson Whitehead's Harlem Shuffle and Lauren Groff's Matrix, the AV Club reports. Other indie retailers like Chicago's Semicolon Bookstore, the only black woman-owned bookstore in Chicago, are also stocking up. Owner Danielle Mullen's Hot List includes The 1619 Project by Nicole Hannah-Jones or High on the Hog by Jessica B. Harris. Barnes & Noble, the industry's biggest bricks-and-mortar retailer, is resting a bit easier. CEO James Daunt told USA Today, quote, "This time of year we all panic. I don't think the hysteria that grips us this October is any different." But that's easy to say when you're storing inventory in giant warehouses instead of your bookstore's basement, right? Then there's the impact on the sleeper hits, those books that just take off because they catch on with readers or find some other tailwind that boosts their sales. Once upon a time, book publishers could rush to press with a second printing. But with declining numbers of domestic printers and the challenges and delays of getting books printed overseas, those authors could suffer. First-time authors, or books that catch on because of a great review or viral TikTok video, may find that bookstores, including Barnes & Noble, can't restock their inventory, Daunt says. That makes the issue very personal to the folks who write what you read. Books are typically printed well in advance of the holiday selling season, so what's there is there. Even Daunt admits that if you or someone you love want a particular book, you'd better get it now, because you never know if it'll be available. And waiting too long could close the book on the choices you have. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown. Written by Gwen Moran and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Louie. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. you know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.